You are listening to New Moon Rising, a Vampire the Masquerade 20th Anniversary Edition actual play, brought to you by UtilityMuffinLabs.com. Welcome to another episode of New Moon Rising. Last episode, the gang, consisting of Phil, Audrey, and Elliot, fought a group of hunters to a bloody conclusion. In the aftermath of that harrowing battle, they have now gone in search of their allies in a reputed black site. The question is, who has survived, and where do the Anarchs go from here? This is the epilogue to our first story for New Moon Rising. We will return to these characters in future episodes, however, a timeline for that is currently unclear. Due entirely to the COVID-19 crisis, we have been unable to meet for play or to record. I assure you though, once it's safe, we'll get back together and start another chapter of New Moon Rising. Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed the game along with us. You guys will rapidly flee the area, and quickly enough, you all know the city well enough that you can get blocks and blocks. What are you going to do now?
Now I need a car.
Yeah, I'm looking for a car.
Okay.
I will be the lookout with Auspex.
Okay. What's your streetwise and your perception?
Total is 5.
Okay.
Total is 6.
Okay. Okay, both of you roll. The difficulty is 6 to find a vehicle.
Yet. I sucked. Wait, where did my other die go? There's only 4. I only rolled 4 dice.
3 successes.
Did I lose a dice?
You said my...
I got no successes still.
3 successes.
Okay. That's fine. You guys will... you'll basically spend the next 15 minutes or so looking for a vehicle that is... What kind of die are you looking? I only have 9. A lot.
We can
no,
check out.
Mine's like a werewolf die, but right. I couldn't
I'll
find it
after.
In my box. And
there's definitely not 10 here.
You'll come around the corner of a street. It's pretty light. Not a lot of traffic. Kind of like a side street, city side street,
mm-hmm.
where people live. And you'll find a car just sitting in the driveway of a brownstone.
Okay.
And it looks like somebody's probably in the process of bringing their groceries in. It's like both of the car doors are open and the keys are in the ignition.
We're just gonna hop in that car and leave.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. You'll get in the car, shut the doors and go.
Okay.
You won't even see the person come out of the house before you... drive off in their car. Where do you go to?
Black site.
Okay.
I would like to dump the car several blocks away and then walk.
Okay. We can do that. I'm good with that. You guys are good with that?
Yeah, okay. Sure. That's fine.
I gave the across street a couple blocks away to Clipper and Oso.
Okay.
We're walking. I'm going to check the key cards that we got. Because I had that copier that copies the signal. I want to see if they both have the same code, see if they're like the same door.
Yeah, I mean, they both seem to operate very similar.
Okay.
The codes might be different, but they'll both open the same doors.
Okay.
So,
I don't know if that's how those things work, so feel free to...
I don't really know how those things work either.
I just know you can copy whatever signal it gives off, so it's like, I'm also, you know, Mallory and F, and I can get in all the hospitals.
So it's programmed to a certain level of access, and both of them have the exact same.
Okay.
So there's not one that can do more than the other.
Cool.
I'm doing whatever I'm with them.
Okay. So you'll drive a couple of blocks away from the black site, and you'll meet... the van, Oso and Clipper, both on the van waiting, and they can actually take you in the van, or they can walk with you. But either way, you could drive right up with the van if you wanted to.
I think
to.
We should drive up with the van so that we can badge in.
Okay.
In theory.
Sure.
Do you want to give me a couple minutes with these phones?
Sure. Let's do that first, since we're in the van. Did we park? Did we drop the car a couple blocks from the van? I don't want to be parked right next to the car.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Whatever makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Then we can sit in the van for a few minutes and do what we need to do with the phones.
So I'll sling the little laptop case I got, open it up, and basically USB them into my computer and just start data mining and just trying to find anything, any information about this site that could be helpful.
Okay. What phone are you doing that to?
I assume I probably have like two USB ports on the laptop, so I'll just plug the two flip phones in first, like through the charging cable.
Yeah, I mean the flip phones will you'll be able to access call logs, and these phones. It becomes apparent that these phones are probably what the police officers were using to communicate with each other. So they're, you'll recognize one of the phone numbers being to the other, like, there's names that are associated with them. And so you're able to basically put together, the names of the four police officers, and some other, names that, one or the other is calling that aren't these police officers. And then, a fifth number, which, goes to the priest.
Okay.
They call that number infrequently, but more frequently in the last couple of days.
Okay.
There's no information though about the site in the flip phones though.
Okay. So I will give the names to all of us that are present, just so if we need to bullshit something, we have the names that are at our disposal. I'll just save the call logs so I can go through them with the file if we need to. I'll hand off those to Phil. You can break those now. And then I'll do the same for the smartphones and just kind of read through. And I figure that'll be a bit more robust because it's a smartphone. It can do more. I know you said they're locked, so I'm going to try to get into those.
All right. So
either by checking smudges on the screen to see if there's any like obvious taps where they put their passcode in or... anything like that.
You could give me a perception plus investigation at a difficulty of 9. Please include your aspects.
And aspects, got it.
Yep.
No, I botched.
Yeah, you're pretty sure that you know what it is and you try it and that doesn't unlock the phone.
Okay. Can I try a brute force hack through my laptop into the phone?
You could try. Do you want to do the... there's a iPhone and an Android there.
Sure. Let's go ahead and do the Android first, because it's easier to hack Androids. That'd be intelligence plus technology security? Is that what you determine hacking would be?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's going to be an extended role. Each roll is going to be 5 minutes of work. Let me know. You'll need 10 successes.
Okay.
Let me know if you have a roll that doesn't succeed.
Okay. The specialization is that can be an extra die or just 10s explode.
10s again. 10s explode. Okay. Each 10 equals 2.
6.
Difficulty will be 6, yeah.
I got 4 successes on that one roll.
10s only explode if you have the specialty, right? Yeah, I guess.
5 successes on that roll.
That's all you needed. You needed 10 successes.
I got 4 and 5.
So I thought, okay, yeah, so one more, sorry. I jumped the gun.
And I got it, so 15 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, it takes you time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll run some programs and do some very not interesting things with your keyboard in your hands. after 15 minutes, you'll be able to get into the phone.
Okay, and then I'll data mine that. Basically, I'm just using as much time to do all this until Phil says, okay, we're going now.
Okay.
So we're still in the car.
You haven't walked up. You're in the van. Oso and Clipper met you guys
gotcha.
A couple blocks away. So the Android phone belonged to a detective, Carl Weatherby. There are a number of phone numbers in his phone to... What's your streetwise?
What?
Okay. You'll notice a couple of numbers and names on there that you know are guys that like sell ecstasy at like local nightclubs. You'll be able to pick up on that. Yeah, there's a lot of information in here that you'll be able to look at later. This guy, from what you can tell, it looks like this guy probably had an extensive network of contacts in like the underworld and was probably very skilled at making things go away. For as cheap as the phone seems, you'll know that he went to great lengths to hide a lot of shit on here. Pictures, evidence, photographs, things like that. There's actually a ton of information on this phone. It would take you more than 15 minutes to go through.
So I'll start saving as much of that as I can onto my laptop.
Yeah, it just does.
Okay, cool. And then I want to just hone in specifically if there's anything around the black site or anything that could be of pertinent use coming up if we're going to go take out this black site.
Yeah, so what you'll notice is there's a folder of photographs on his phone. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's dozens of photographs in this phone of it becomes obvious to you of vampires.
Nice.
Vampires that are caged, that are tortured. Basically, he kept detailed files on pretty much everybody they kidnapped.
Okay. Well, the moment it all finished transferring and I'm kind of sifting through, I hand the phone off to be destroyed so it doesn't get tracked. I find those images. I kind of put them aside for a second, and then I'm going to immediately just go into breaking into the iPhone.
Okay. Your difficulty on this is going to be 7.
Okay.
8, I'm sorry.
How many minutes have passed at this point?
15.
Okay, I'm still fine.
Got 6 successes on that roll.
Okay.
All done.
3 successes on that.
Okay.
And then all I need is 1 more success. No successes on this one.
Okay.
That's actually, I got 1-1, so that's a botch.
Okay.
I'll go again.
Okay. What you'll notice after the 10 minutes, you'll run your programs and, it's giving you some passwords. You'll enter some of those passwords in. And every time that you do it, it'll say, like, wait so long to retry. It's pretty common with Apple.
Yeah.
You try to enter their passwords. And you have the program working in the background. What you'll see is you'll see the phone screen flash black, and then you'll see the Apple logo come up, and you'll just see it doing one of these, little line coming across,
mm-hmm.
and then the phone will appear to be unlocked.
Okay. Now that looks suspicious to me, right? Just...
What's your level of compute technology there that you're using?
3.
Okay. So with 3, you know that the phone just hard reset. So it just deleted everything off of the phone.
Ah, fuck. Well, all right. Break this one, too. Okay, well, I got something, guys.
All right.
Pull up the images of the vampires. Do we recognize any of them?
Yes, you do. You'll recognize, like, most recently, you'll see Mama Polari. That's probably the most recent one. And then you'll see, like, the rest of her crew. But then you'll see a number of other ones that you don't recognize.
Are you showing this to me?
Yeah.
Okay, I probably need to roll to not become enraged.
Okay.
I feel that I would.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, roll your self-control. Difficulty of, let's see, would you consider this being harassed or a malicious taunt?
I feel like probably it'd be in the same category as malicious taunt.
We'll call it a 6 then.
Okay. I'm okay. I'm very okay, actually.
It's almost like you're too tired to be like...
I think it's more she had a feeling that that was what was going on, so while the verification of it rouses her beast, she was sort of prepared for that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Do we learn any info off of the images, like the rooms, kind of how they're set up? Does that help us figure out kind of what to
no,
expect?
No. So there doesn't seem to be any information in there based on the pictures. However, what you can see is that there are cages. But it seems like there's pictures being taken in two different locations. Mm-hmm. One are like maybe iron cages, and the other one looks like a cell. And the cell looks to be like it's set up so that these vampires can be drained.
Hmm. Fun.
Okay. Well, now we know what we're going into. Let's go deal with it.
I'm balls in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Audrey doesn't say that.
But if you guys can find me a room with a computer, I can try to barricade myself in that, and you guys can go do what you need to do.
That will be step one, is to find more information so that we're not just kicking in doors in this building.
Audrey asks Oso or Clipper if they have like any like big jackets or coats in the van that she can wear, because right now she's carrying too much artillery to hold in her hood.
Clipper will just she'll point to the back and she'll be like, yeah, back there there's like a hoodie you could wear.
I've already got on a hoodie.
There's no big jackets.
Okay. Then Audrey will kind of tuck the crossbow bolt away. And she's going to take all three of the guns in, the one that the Magnum that she got from the cop. Mm-hmm. The 9mm and the small revolver are reloaded and in her the front of her hoodie pocket, and then the Magnum will be in the back of her pants.
Okay.
I was trying to find a way to take all my weapons in, but it's just like not feasible.
Okay, Arsenal. Okay, so
like one of those jackets.
You will drive up to the black site. At this point, you have a couple of different options. You could get out of the van and go in the front door, or you could unlock the gate and drive in the back area.
I would like to try that.
The rear entry?
Okay. Yes.
So you'll drive up there. You'll see one of the things there, one of those sensors. It's like a gray box. About yay big, you know, about the size of like a human face, square. And who's doing what?
Who's driving?
Okay. Who's driving?
Yeah.
Oh, Oso is.
We would have given Oso one of the cards to try.
Okay. He'll take one of the ID badges and he'll wave it and it'll beep, you know, like an affirmative sounding beep. And the gate will slowly start to open. As you can see, kind of like a revolving chain mechanism pulls the gate open.
And then once we're inside, so as that's opening, what can we see are our sort of like entry point options?
Yeah, so the back entry area, to the left, you have three parking spots that are currently empty. You have what appears to be two doors built into the side of the building. And then to the right, to like the far right of the building, there is a garage door.
Does it look like there's a sensor similarly to open?
Yes. Additionally, there is a door that is to the side, to the left of that garage door as well.
Okay. So there are three person-sized doors and one garage door.
Yes, correct.
Just as a note.
Actually, I'm sorry. That's a little bit wrong. By the three, all the way to the left, by the three empty parking spots, there's also a door there as well.
Okay, so four total person-sized doors and one garage door.
Yes.
Okay.
Just as a note, Elliot will be in the back, his foot tapping and his like hand tapping on his leg too. He's getting real twitchy.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not abnormal.
I would like to try and go through the garage door. So let's see if we can get in that door first.
Okay. So, pull the van up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oso will look in the back, and he'll be like, let me just hit the
Let's
thing.
Let's try.
Okay, he'll beep. And then, like, 2 seconds will pass, and the garage door will kick into gear and start to rise up. What you can see as the garage door rises, there is a light associated with it, so it's dimly lit in this garage. What you can see is that in the garage, there is a large like black paddy wagon right in the middle, and then to the left you can see what looks to be like probably like about 8 foot tall, something's covered in like a large tarp. Otherwise it's fairly dimly lit in the garage.
Okay. Are our headlights in there?
So they illuminate. Okay. What you can see, looking a little bit closer, is you can see that those cages are currently covered in the tarp. The cages that you saw. Okay. They're along the rightmost wall, and they basically line the wall, and they're like man-sized iron cages.
Okay.
But they're covered in a very large tarp.
Audrey, let's you and I get out.
Okay.
You cover me.
All right.
Also, don't pull into this garage because I want you to be able to leave quickly if we need to.
He'll nod. No problem.
All right, Audrey will slip out of the van.
Okay.
And I will slip out with her. I and hopefully have something to cover my face, so I will be using that.
I'll be using heightened senses something. With my level of aspect.
Okay.
And then I will move quickly. But carefully to the cages.
So your heightened senses will illuminate some things right away. First and foremost, it has the aroma of a garage, but the prevailing scent in that garage, where it would normally be like a little bit of dirt, concrete, dust, you know, brake dust and you know, gasoline and oil, you can smell like a very baseline scent of blood.
Okay.
Blood has spilled here recently and frequently.
Okay. I'll convey this to Phil, like, someone's just been closely, drained here recently. Like, maybe not entirely, but there's definitely been some bloodshed here really recently.
Let's get in there and get them, whoever is still living, as quickly as possible.
I'm going to look around. Do I see any cameras?
Yeah, outside. Basically facing, like, down. It looks like there is like cameras and surveillance, but it's all like it's not facing out, it's facing in.
Okay. While they get out to start walking, I want to start burning those out.
Okay.
All right. So are there any doors to get into the main area? Like we're inside of a garage.
So you walk inside the garage. It's dimly lit. Mm-hmm. As you're in here, there is a small like kind of like emergency light that, that lights up when the garage door opens, to lightly illuminate this. What you can see in front of you, like I said, is like a paddy wagon. Mm-hmm. It's a fairly large vehicle, and it looks to be slightly reinforced. You could assume that if they knew how it was going to turn out, they probably would have brought this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a vehicle that isn't probably a normal vehicle issued to the police. Like, it's something that's kind of like anti-terrorist.
Yeah, okay.
What you can see is these cages, they reek of blood. The smell of blood is very obvious.
If we uncover them, is there anyone in them?
Yeah, so you'll pull the tarps down, and currently all of the cages are empty. The cages do have shackles that are built into them, and it looks like the cages are bolted to the ground. In front of you, on the other side of the vehicle, looks to be an office with like a mesh cage in front of it, like where you'd go to drop off or pick something up.
Mm-hmm.
The ground, you can see, there is still like the slightest hint of blood and ash. It looks like it's recently been like washed out.
Five successes, by the way, to burn out the cameras.
So okay. Is there no door that looks like it's connecting this garage to the rest of the interior of the building?
You can give me a perception plus alertness roll. Perception plus awareness. Include your aspects, please.
And Oso and Clipper just saw me do magic. I don't know if that's new for them.
And if I have a specialization in something like a...
What's your specialization?
Milk time and awareness.
No, that won't help you.
Okay, so is it awareness plus perception plus my aspects?
Uh-huh.
Six.
The difficulty for this is going to be 8. Because we worked really hard.
I have 1 success.
Okay. Looking around, just immediately where you're at, this is a pretty good sized room. You're focusing and you can smell like gasoline, you can smell sulfur coming from whatever that room is in front of you. But then like you kind of just look off to your left and you'll notice that there's this line that goes from the floor to the ceiling and you follow it and you realize that someone has very cleverly hidden a false wall.
Okay. So, Audrey will point, Phil, that's not really a wall. I think we can get to the other side of that to get into the building. Okay. And she'll kind of point out the line. I don't know how to get through it. So I'll walk up to it and start,
how
like...
How far away from the truck or the van have we moved?
So as far as, like, what you've described to me, you're not even up to the van yet. So this wall is, like, to the left of the van.
Okay. Then...
So you're 20 feet in, okay. We'll say.
So I want to back up to our van.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Oso and Clipper to pull around to where there are other doors, because I assume that's the way we're going to come out.
Okay.
And... ask Elliot to come with us, because we're going to go look for more information.
Okay.
But for them to be there, sort of positioned such that we could just, like, get out the gate really quickly.
Okay.
If we needed to sort of be on the run.
Okay. So, he'll kind of, like, look at you in the back. You want to hop out?
Yeah. I'll put the wire in case something else happened. And I'll hop out.
I'm taking the shotgun with me.
Okay.
Since we're not trekking through anywhere, I'm just...
I'll walk towards the wall and start inspecting it more closely to see if I can figure out how to get in.
Okay, sure. Give me your perception plus your investigation. Difficulty of 6, please.
1 success.
You'll kind of do some investigating. You'll believe there's probably an electronic way to bypass this. It's probably like a hidden wall. It can't be like, there's no bookshelf for the book, so there's got to be like an actual electronic way to bypass this.
Is there a way for me to get into the other side of that cage where that intake area is?
You'd have to go over there to check it out.
I'll walk over there and check it out.
Okay, so you going inside?
As we're walking in, mm-hmm. where the garage door is, in either corner, are there those sensors that stop the garage door from shutting?
Mm-hmm.
I want to smear off some of my lipstick and cover one of those so it actively thinks there's something blocking it, so it'll make it harder in case people try to lock us in.
Okay. Yeah, so the garage door, you'll do that, it won't shut.
And then I'll just kind of hustle back up.
Okay. So you'll see Audrey kind of like run her hand across that wall, and she's kind of like thinking and looking, and she looks over to basically the small office at the end of the garage.
I'm just going to, while all this is happening, act as sort of the cover fire person and just wait for something to happen.
Sure.
Okay.
Before you take the time to do the looking inside this garage here, there is no form of camera.
Okay, cool.
All right, so I'll go over to like the office area.
Sure.
Is there a door to get into it? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
It's getting closer to it. It reminds you of kind of like an evidence room. You might have seen like a procedural television show,
mm-hmm.
Or like a cop movie.
Okay, I'll go try to go inside. Is the door unlocked? Can I get in?
The door is unlocked. Yeah, you'll open it and you'll walk in. And there's a light switch to the left you could flip on.
Okay, I'll flip on the light switch.
Okay.
And I'll look across the desk, I'll look in drawers, I'll look all over for any kind of mechanism that looks like a button that would open.
Yeah, so it's a very large room. The first thing that you notice is it's definitely, maybe at one time it was designed to be an evidence locker, but it's certainly not. It's an armory.
Okay, what all kinds of fun things am I seeing?
It's full of guns, weapons.
Any kind of gun that I can sling over my shoulder?
So what I'll describe to you, and I'll let your imagination fill this in, is that it seems to you that probably this building was probably funded to be like an anti-terrorist
mm-hmm.
organization after, 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have here is you have a large quantity of whatever weapon you might want.
Okay. So you'll hear like a muffled jackpot.
The other thing to note is that as you're looking around in this room, you'll see that there are crates of weapons on the ground that look like they are designed specifically for hunting down and destroying vampires.
Okay. I'll kind of pop my head out and I'll describe the situation to Phil and Elliot. And I'll say, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but might be good to load some of this into the van.
What you can tell from this, if you guys follow her into that room,
I'll go look.
You go look in that room, what will become abundantly clear to you is that the weapons designed to hunt and kill vampires did not come from the same place as the rest of the weapons mm-hmm. here. The rest of the weapons here are pretty standard government-issue material. The guns and weapons designed to kill vampires did not come. One thing that sticks out to you is, like, these, they come in crates. You can see in one of the crates is a full-on fucking flamethrower, and the writing is in Italian.
Okay.
Well, we should definitely move that shit out.
Let's focus on step one, which is looking for the rest of the annex, and then we can deal with this.
All right, Audrey's going to just take an AK-47 off of the rack and sling it over her shoulder.
You don't have AK-47s. You have, like, American-issued weapons.
I don't know guns.
No, that's okay. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Some extremely...
You will take an assault rifle.
I'm going to get an assault rifle and sling it over my shoulder. After I do that, I'm going to continue looking around the office for any kind of control pad, keyboard system, anything mm-hmm. that looks like it could open the wall.
I'm already well-armored, and are there any flak vests?
Yes, there are. There are dozens of them.
I would like to put one of those on.
A flak vest on my body.
I will be doing that too.
And I'm not going to take anything else from here because I already have more weapons than I can shoot at once.
I've taken the gun.
Okay.
I don't use weapons, but I will be putting on the protective gear.
What do we get for all?
You can take what do you get, or like what?
How does that work?
Okay. Can I see the book when you get a chance?
I was going to look up the stats for.
Yeah, I'm going to the same place.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry, I have it open to Thom because I've been using it.
Armor adds to your character soak. The armor rating, which I'll tell you in a second, combines with your base soak for the purposes of reducing damage. Light armor offers a small amount, but doesn't greatly hinder mobility. Heavy armor provides a lot, but can restrict flexibility. Armor protects against bashing, lethal, and aggravated damage from teeth and claws. It does not protect against fire and sunlight, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so on page 280...
Armor in the sunlight, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These are Kevlar vests. The mm-hmm. armor rating is 3.
So plus 3 dice?
Yep. However, armor also subtracts a number of dice from the dice pool related to bodily coordination and agility, i.e. most dexterity-based dice pools. The penalty for this is 1.
For the moment, I'm still going to do the thing.
All right.
Then I'm going to go back to my, like, just keeping it alive.
Give me a perception plus investigation roll plus your aspects, and your difficulty is going
to
be 8.
You were about to say something.
Oh, yeah. The moment I'm in this room looking for computer stuff.
Plus investigation plus aspects.
You have investigation, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Otherwise, you don't get a roll.
2 successes.
You'll be looking all around, moving things, kind of doing one of these under the table, and your hand will hit what appears to be a switch under the table.
Okay.
And you'll press a button, and you'll hear a buzzing sound, and you'll hear what sounds like something kind of like creaking open.
Okay.
I'm over by the door. Do I note anything?
You'll note with your auspects, it is to the right of what you thought was the hidden door. You will see to the right. So basically where you're at is this office is built into the right-hand corner of this garage.
Okay.
To the left of it,
mm-hmm.
you'll see a wall start to move open.
Okay.
Not where it was further down.
Oh. So we don't know what's further down yet. Okay.
Okay, so I'll come out of the office with the AK-47 or whatever it is, the assault rifle, and just, like, look at Phil and be like, you want to go check that out? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a computer in this little arsenal room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an old, outdated computer. Okay. It's currently off.
Probably not what's controlling the security systems.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Okay.
Let's enter this building.
Yeah, I'll follow them then.
Okay.
So you'll walk into the room, and what you'll see are basically 2 holding cells. They are there is like fire doors, they're not like bars. They're just like full on closed cells. The doors you can see through the windows, and there's 2 of them. Both of them have at least one kindred in them.
Okay.
So the first one has 1, and you'll recognize it as Mama Polari. She is shackled, staked, and a spigot has been inserted into her chest. She's hung upside down, obviously, like, making her a jug of kindred blood. The second room, you'll see Shorty, stripped, same position. You'll also see what appears to be a rather hideous-looking Nosferatu of indeterminate age and gender.
Okay.
But you clearly an Nosferatu or something worse, but also in the same position. Okay. Staked, and all three of them are hung staked. No, it's definitely not Picker. Yeah. It's actually, you would recognize... Who talked to China Doll?
Me.
You did? Okay, so you'll recognize her as China Doll. I couldn't remember if it was you or you.
Audrey, cover me. I'm going to pull them out and get them to that transport van.
Okay, Audrey will be cover.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to look around. Do I see...
Keep it on me, but just sling behind me and put on safety. Obviously, the shotgun, and I will go in. I will be getting Shorty first.
Okay. How will you be getting through the door?
That was going to be my question. Is the door locked?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. It is like a tradition.
Does it open the key card?
No. So these cells have like the traditional tumbler, like key locks.
Okay. Is there anywhere that I could grab and pull with bones?
Yeah, sure.
I will attempt to do that.
All right. What you can do is you... What is your strength?
My strength is 2.
Mm-hmm. With your potence?
3.
So you have 3 potents or
no,
3
total?
No,
I have
total.
3 total. Sorry.
Okay. So in order to open this, you would have to give me a willpower test. It's basically a feat of strength.
Okay.
And I will explain to you how that works because we've never done that in this game.
Yes, I would love
when
to
I
know.
See Phil put on her tough girl face and go try to grab this door, and I kind of know what Phil does when she puts on her tough girl face. I'm going to look and see if there's like a Homewell fucking security thing that denotes when the door has been opened without a key, and if so, my preparation is to just burn the shit out of that.
Actually, it doesn't seem like there is.
Okay, so I'm waiting for a door to open and then the alarms go off.
What is your willpower?
My willpower is 6.
Okay, so does anybody else want to help her?
I'll help her.
Okay, what is your strength?
My strength is 2.
What's your willpower?
My willpower is... Question, so I burned a willpower earlier in this session, so I don't get it back until I sleep, right?
You don't get it back until I award it back to you.
Oh, I lost a permanent willpower?
No, this is just
temporary.
Not mine's eye.
It's just, you don't get it when you sleep. The easiest way to get willpower back is to act according to your nature and then go, hey, I did this. Does that earn me back a willpower?
Okay. All right. My willpower is currently 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, your total
five.
Willpower.
Oh, 5. Six. My total is 6.
We both have 6, and we both have 2 strength. And I have potence, so 3.
Okay.
I am willing to pump blood into this if necessary.
I will take up the mantle of being the lookout with Auspex.
Okay. So I will let you both pump blood, and then that will increase your strength.
Mm-hmm.
To whatever you increase it to, but then how a feat of strength is you roll your willpower at a difficulty of 6, and every success you get adds to the total number of strength. There is a threshold here, so if the two of you can equal what that threshold is working together, you will open the door.
Okay.
If you do not...
We can't open the door.
You can't open the door, but also it's an all or nothing. So if you fail, you may actually tear muscle and take some damage.
Okay.
So you can go ahead. I'll let you guys just straight out because I don't have the rules in front of me.
Sure. How much... So when we're talking... I don't know this for tabletop. So we're talking about like blood pool to max versus whatever. I'm trying to determine how much blood I feel like it's acceptable for me to expend based on what I have.
So what I can tell you is that you can blow your blood up to 5 in strength for the scene. Anything over 5 goes away at the end of the turn.
Okay, so I'm going to pump 2...
I'm going to pump 3 into my strength.
Okay.
So
that brings you...
I'll be at a 4 plus my potence is 5.
Okay, and you'll be at what?
So what am I adding strength and what else?
Potence if you have it.
Just strength. Okay, so I'll be at a total of 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
So I'm rolling... What am I rolling, though?
Willpower.
Willpower. Okay, so we're rolling 6. Okay. Willpower.
Yep.
Okay.
And then whatever successes you get, add that to your strength and give me the total number.
Unfortunately, just 1, so 6.
To 2. So then I add that. So then I would have a total of 7.
Okay. So you will grab the top part of the handle, and you'll grab the bottom part of the handle, and you'll begin pulling. And you'll hear, like, actual iron begin to just creak and shake, and then eventually the reinforced concrete and door give away as this door comes crashing down, hitting the ground. You'll see the two of them, you know, put like their hands on the door handles and like leg on the wall, and they'll just start pulling, and you'll hear the grunting and the groaning, and then you'll start to hear the actual metal and concrete around the door groan as it eventually crumbles and snaps off and falls to the ground. As the you can see both of them, they're like sweating blood.
Oh, shit.
They've exerted to such an extreme degree. But yeah, you will tear this heavy reinforced door off.
Okay, cool. So okay. That gives us access to all three of them?
Gives you the which
Oso.
Okay. Or
Oso and China Doll.
Shorty.
Shorty and China Doll. Sorry.
Okay,
Shorty,
not Shorty, Mama Polari.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so with my increased strength now, can I break their chains and carry both of them? So simultaneously carry them?
I'll need another just strength check. Okay. It's
I can help. So just what, roll
you
my
really,
total
you really wouldn't be able to, like, you could do the other one.
Okay.
But you wouldn't be able to do, you wouldn't really be able to help her on this because it's one.
I got two successes.
One chain. So your strength right now is six.
Five.
So five six, total. Seven. Okay.
So I'll do the other one.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I don't succeed.
So you'll grab the chain and yank, and it'll be a difficult effort. It is a feat of strength, but you'll snap that chain out of the ground.
Okay.
For
both, or do I need to do it again?
No, we'll say I'm not gonna make you roll for all of them. But you'll do Shorty, and you'll yank the first one. But you don't do it. If you'd like, you can try again. It's a feat of strength.
Okay, yeah, I'll try again. I have one success.
And your strength was what right now with
five.
Your blood? Okay.
So six.
Yeah, you're having a difficult time. She's not able to get the other chain.
I'll do the other one. Two successes.
That's just what it takes. So she'll come over and she'll be like, "Hold on, let me do it," and she'll pull it out of the wall.
Okay. Big night for me. So, I'm just real tired.
I would like to take the taps out of them, but I want to leave them stink since I do not know how hungry they are going to be when they wake up.
Sure.
We'll do that later. And I want to carry them out to the reinforced van.
Is that unlocked?
To your van or to the police van?
The paddy wagon.
To the paddy wagon.
Okay.
Yeah, is the paddy wagon unlocked?
Yeah, it's okay. Unlocked.
Is there the keys in it?
No.
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 I'm going to run back into the office and see if I can find the keys anywhere in any drawer.
Okay. So you'll carry the two of them out and you'll...
For now.
Set them down on the ground.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to look
You'll find the keys for them. They're in the armory and they're just hanging on a hook. There's a bunch of keys on there.
Okay. I'll throw the keys to Phil so she can like get into the van or whatever so we can start it when we need to. And then I'll continue looking in the office for maybe a key to the other... cage.
Yeah. I'm not even going to make you roll because your perception, your auspex is so high. There's a row of fucking keys.
Yeah, well, good.
Truck key, cell keys, the whole nine
yards.
Okay,
I'm just going to take all the keys.
Yeah. Okay.
Sounds good.
So, okay, I'm going to go back in and unlock Mama Polari's.
Okay. The other thing that you do... the other thing that you do, because now you're like, oh, wait, what else didn't I find?
Yeah.
You actually look under the desk and you see that there's two buttons.
Okay.
One button opens one door, the other button opens another door.
Okay, so I'll press the other button, or okay. I'll let them know. I'll be like, hey, guys, I found the button to the other wall. I'm going to open it. FYI.
Let's get all of the anarchs out at least to the garage first before we potentially open doors to the rest of the building.
Oh yeah, duh. And she'll like run back out. She'll unlock Mama Polari. She'll take the spigot out. She's like, Phil, I need your help. I can't break these chains. Or do I have keys to the chains?
Yeah.
Oh, I unlock the chains.
Can't break those chains.
I have a strength of five, so I'm assuming I can sling her over my shoulder.
Yeah.
I come so Audrey just comes trotting out
so
with
I
her.
So I want to put them in this vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah. Audrey will lay her down.
Not difficult.
What about like Angel Grace and are there?
Well, that's what we need to go see if there's more.
Okay, Hey, Elliot, do you want to go in there and press the button under the desk so that Phil and I can have guns on this door when it opens?
He kind of looks back towards the wall you guys just destroyed. Yeah, I can manage that, yeah.
Okay. No. So I'll have my weapon ready for when the other wall comes down.
Okay.
Ditto.
I will go and hit the other
button. There are no more cells in this other hallway.
No, there's only two cells.
No door at the end that we could, nowhere else to go in that hallway.
No.
Okay.
And I will push that second button that I was told about.
Okay. The other wall will... And it will move quietly and reveal like a door, like a one-sided door.
Do I have time to goof around in here for a second? There's a computer. I don't know what's on it.
Sure. We're going to go down this hallway.
And I shut the office door. And if there's a lock, I lock it. And then okay. I turn the computer on.
Yeah, it's not really the door. It's not really an office door. It's kind of like one of those like mesh cage doors, you know?
Yeah.
So there really isn't anywhere in this room where like you can have privacy per se.
That's
also so like, you know, it's an armory, so nobody can sneak up and, you know, but it's also an armory inside a weird vampire trap.
Right.
So
So yeah, I will go to the computer and beep. Turn this old Dell on.
It'll power on. You'll hear it like whirring up to life and he'll hear it thinking. you guys will.
Is this a floppy drive?
Yeah.
You guys will open the door.
Yeah,
it's like a one-sided door. You can see the handle. There's no window to look into.
Okay. Can I use my auspex to sense anything that might be on the other side of this door?
Yeah. Yeah. Focusing your senses.
Yeah.
You can hear, there doesn't sound like there's any movement inside.
Okay. Any kind of smells or other senses?
Yeah. You can smell coffee.
Okay.
You can smell sugar. You can smell faint smell of fish.
Okay. I think this is like a break room.
Okay. Well, I'll open the
door. But I don't hear anybody.
I'll open the door. You cover me.
Okay. I will do that.
Open the door.
Okay. Yeah, you'll open the door. And then as you move, the motion sensing lights kick on.
Mm-hmm.
So the lights were off. And you'll see immediately as you walk in, to your right, there is a cell. And then further down this little area, which you can clearly see, is like a break room.
Mm-hmm.
There's a table, there's a refrigerator, a counter, and then, microwave, the whole shit and shebang. To the left appears to be a woman's room. And then further down the hall past that is a men's room. And then at the end of this room is a door leading out into what appears to be a bullpen, a police station.
Is there anyone in
desks.
The bullpen?
No, lights are off, just the emergency light. You can tell the light kicked out in here for you. Nobody was in here. The lights go off when there's no movement.
Is there anyone in the cell?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Based on kind of the... We've looked at the outside of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the outside of the building, how much more of the building is there other than what I can see in this room plus bullpen?
So if you like were to walk to the door, you could see out into the main office of what appears to be the legitimate police station.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably there's some rooms that you haven't investigated, but it looks to be the other side of this is traditional police station.
Okay. Small
unit police station.
I'm going to...
Or like an outpost, I guess they'd call it. You know, like a mobile command, you know, something like that. Command center.
I'd like to do two things. I want to kind of look at the room with like a keen eye and see if there are any more maybe hidden doors or anything to kind of suggest that there might be a hidden door anywhere.
Okay. Where you're at here?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go into the women's room then, same thing.
Yeah, the women's room is completely mundane from what you can tell. It's clean. It doesn't look like it's used very often. In fact, you're hard-pressed to assume it's ever been used.
Okay.
Stairwell.
To to...
Up or down?
No.
Okay.
I'll kind of just, like, slowly walk through this area towards the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Check out the men's room. Is there anything?
Men's room is dirty. It's got some magazines, a couple of porn.
Audrey will walk out really quickly just because it's really dirty. She's like, oh, don't go in.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really dirty, but
it's a men's room.
It's probably really dirty.
Heightened sense of smell up right now.
Yeah, she's like not into it. She'll open the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in the fridge?
Yeah, all kinds of lunches.
Any blood?
No.
No. All kinds of lunches. About how many people's?
Like four people's lunches.
Okay, so it doesn't seem like, it seems like,
but
this is...
But just, there's like lunches, there's snacks, there's sodas, there's a couple of beers down at the bottom.
So I don't get the impression that there's more people who work here than probably those four guys.
No, in fact, your keen sense of observation, you go and you look out into... The bullpen.
Uh-huh.
The bullpen is where all the detectives would sit.
Mm-hmm.
There are four desks. Although it does strike you as a little odd, maybe because there's another office off to the right,
mm-hmm.
Where there's like one desk, so maybe it could be like one other person. But
so I'm going to walk back down the hallway and motion to, or walk back to the back door, excuse me, and motion to Elliot to come here.
While they've been searching that room, do I find anything cool on this computer?
In here, it looks just like it's like an inventory system. But it's just an inventory system to the weapons that are in here, minus the weapons that didn't originate from the government.
Okay.
There's no record of the people that were kept here.
Okay. I just didn't know if there's anything neat.
No, it's just like files. You know, it's very typical. You do have access to the local network,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of what you can determine is there's files about like casework, and it's all legitimate cases.
Okay.
So there's no real record of like any of their behaviors outside of like traditional local police work, and it looks like they are. A multi-unit task force, and their job is to assist Homeland Security in preventing terrorism. But because of that, they work pretty much autonomously.
Okay.
Which you don't know how they ended up doing that. Like you'd have to like really investigate their background.
Okay. Seeing her gesture towards me, I'll just shut it back down and follow.
Okay.
So I'll slowly make my way out into the bullpen, and I'm going to go check out that individual solo office first.
Okay.
And I'm just going to look. I'm going to look through the whole desk.
Yeah.
If there's a computer, I'll pop it on, but I won't mess with it. I'll wait for Elliot to come in.
Yeah, there's a laptop. It's got a secure password.
Okay. Anything in the desk, in any of the drawers, I look under, I look all around.
Yeah.
Standard Audrey stuff.
There's all the typical things you'd find in a desk drawer of a commanding officer of a small unit of the police.
Is there any, like,
files.
Religious stuff?
You know, there's probably, like, a cross on the wall, but it doesn't play, like, a prominent feature in the room. You know, it's probably just, like... coincidental.
Anything else of note? Any file cabinets?
Yeah, I mean, you'll see on the desk, you'll see a picture of probably the guy who sat at the desk, who you may have had a hand in killing, standing with his kids.
Okay, so one of the guys who got killed.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. I'll just kind of pop out and say, hey, Elliot, there's a computer in here if you want to play. And then I'll go look around at the other four desks.
Okay. I need everybody to roll me a intelligence plus, we'll say, security. Actually, does anybody here have law?
I have criminal law, yes.
Okay. Roll your intelligence plus your law. Difficulty of 6, please. Standard difficulty.
We don't get to make that roll if we don't have the ability.
If you don't have it,
two successes.
Because
it's a knowledge.
Yeah, it's a knowledge. Yeah.
Two successes.
Okay. So, do you have law?
I don't.
Okay. So it occurs to you very quickly that the four officers that worked at this unit, at least two of them are dead.
Yeah.
By their cop cars. So you probably have very little time to remain here before the rest of the police come looking here at this place.
So, Elliot, can you please just grab that laptop?
It is a laptop. I will grab that laptop.
Anything else that is of note?
Yeah, should I look through their desks? Anything like that?
Yeah, no, it's odds and ends.
Okay.
Files. You get the impression that out here, things are probably kept as legitimate as possible because this is the legitimate end of the police force or the police unit. And most likely, they probably didn't have a lot of people coming in, but they've been doing it long enough that they know they wouldn't have time to make it legit if higher authorities came knocking. So it's likely you entered into the secret area first and discovered the mundane area second.
I look at Phil and I'll be like, do you think that there's any way that they have like a basement or any other place hidden? Or do you think the rest of the missing Kindred
When you turn around to go back into the like where the break room is, there's a room marked evidence.
Okay, so I'm going to like real quick pop into the evidence room and see what's in there.
You'll mess with the keys, and you'll walk in, and it's mostly, like, mundane, like, criminal evidence, money, drugs, a couple of guns, things that are bagged and prepared for ongoing court cases.
Okay. No indication that there could be, like, a basement or stairs or another hidden door?
No.
Okay. So Audrey's not privy to the fact that other cops might be on their way, so she'll just kind of waltz out slowly, and she's like, do you think that there could be more stuff here, or do you think that they just wasted the rest of the missing Kindred?
There were four doors when we were coming in.
Did we see all of those doors from the inside?
No. The other two doors you didn't see at all. Actually, you didn't see any of the doors. So I can actually show you now. You've discovered enough so that you can see.
Okay.
These rooms, you can estimate they're probably nothing mundane. You could even go outside with the keys and try to open them. Mm-hmm. One's a water room, one's a utility room.
Okay.
The water room and the utility room, if you want to go investigate them, I'll save you the effort.
Those are the doors?
There's nothing, there's nothing in them. Okay. And then there's the other door.
That comes into the bullpen.
Yeah, comes right into the bullpen.
And then so...
So you can see that door.
It goes over around here somewhere?
In this area.
Okay, and then we've pretty much seen...
Yeah, there's an interrogation room, there's an observation room, there's a conference room up here, and there's an evidence locker.
Okay.
And I just went into the evidence locker.
Yep.
What about these cells? Have you found these?
Those are the two reinforced ones you broke into. This is the fake stuff. Yeah, this is where you came in.
Where's the... is there an area that it looks like would be housing sort of their cameras and whatnot?
No, there's not a place in here that you would see that.
Okay. Mm-mm.
So, okay, like, I'll ask the question. Like, do you think that they just wasted the rest of the missing Kindred, or do you think there's, like, more hidden here?
Based on what we saw outside, it's not it's not difficult to assume, based on the recent Ash and Blood, that they wasted a bunch of Kindred recently.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there actively blood out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
and blood. We smelled it.
There is a the residue of blood. If you have Auspex, you could smell it.
Give me
a straight intelligence plus a cult roll at a difficulty of 8.
Would rituals apply?
No.
Were there crates of phosphorus grenades in that?
Yes.
Okay.
There are crates of phosphorus grenades, bullets that you're not sure what they do, shotgun shells, mark caution flammable. What'd you get?
4 successes.
Okay, you can put 2 and 2 together. The blood that you tasted in the ghoul, whose blood you tasted, was very weak blood. The other people that aren't there, they were killed because they weren't potent enough to satisfy them.
Okay.
So...
That's what I figured. Okay. So I will relay this.
So we've got everybody who's surviving.
We need to leave.
All right. Should we grab some of the crates of stuff before and just go?
I think we should grab the big one.
I would like both of you to please get in the van and drive them out of this building and wait for me.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Make sure no one else can use any of this.
Okay. Good enough. Audrey will sling the assault rifle behind her back. And she'll say, give me
I can
keys.
Help with that.
I can,
How so?
I mean, they have a lot of explosives in there. We can set them
around. I think
around.
That's what she was implying.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it'll be faster with two
Audrey
people.
Audrey will reach for the keys to the van and she'll
hop in. Sure, Audrey, if you're willing, yes.
Yeah.
So, I want to take anything that says a flame. I don't want to open it or light it on fire. I just want to take crates that are flammable or clearly have phosphorescent grenades in them, and I want to put them basically in the cells in the questionable place. This is also, to some degree, me feeling like this is a giant breach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to get rid of that, too.
Yeah.
And it's better to just make it look like it caught on fire. So back in the secret, basically all the secret doors, and then I want to use gasoline to sort of connect those things to the edge and then light it on fire and leave.
While okay. she's doing this, Audrey will take the armored van, paddy wagon, and she'll drive over to Oso and Clipper and just say, we were able to get 3 people. Your boss is taking care of the inside. We need to probably go back to Gary as soon as we're done. So she'll hop in with me and then just follow us when she's ready to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll see Oso. No problem. He'll kind of turn the van and drive out the exit, and he'll be idling on the side
on
street.
The outside. So he's outside. So I'm mm-hmm. in this paddy wagon. I will pull back up to where they are so that they can hop in as quick as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. Just throwing it out there, Phil, if we needed money for anything after the whole picker thing, we'd probably fence these for quite a bit of money, just some of the mundane stuff.
It needs to...
That's fine. Just throwing it out there.
Anything that's government issue is trackable, and I don't want it tracked to us.
Great. So dipping that car pretty quick then, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right,
it's
great.
It's just useful at this moment in time.
Yeah, I'm just assisting her to expedite the process.
Okay.
Were there, like... I mean, we're blowing everything up, so it's going to be hard to write eat dicks somewhere.
Nope.
But, yeah.
We're placing crates, we're letting it on fire, and we're leaving. I want it all done in about, 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just assisting.
Just waiting outside, ready to roll.
Just assisting.
Well, let's do it like this. Let's just have you guys just roll a straight intelligence. We'll call it a difficulty of 7 because we're dealing with flammable objects. Nobody here has any
Oh, I don't need a roll.
No. I'm in the car. No, yeah, you're okay. Fine.
Good, because I'm not the most intelligent person here. 2 successes. 3 successes.
Okay. Between the 2 of you, you can rig this to have the desired effect.
Okay.
But I'm assuming you're not sticking around.
No.
To...
That's why I want the trail of gas to, the edge, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Light it on fire, get in the truck, leave.
Okay. Yeah, you'll get in the truck, and you guys will leave.
Okay. Where are we going, boss?
And you'll cruise out the exit.
This just means that way easier than anticipated.
Do we all, if with the extra vampires, fit in my van?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you could fit them in your van. You don't have to take
I want to get just outside of Chicago, so we're no longer in the Prince's territory, to my knowledge. And then basically dump the van... get everybody into our van and then go to Gary.
Okay.
I think we should go to the south suburbs, maybe near Joliet, so that it doesn't look like we're headed towards Gary. So
that's fine.
We'll go south, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
But I want to get outside the Prince's territory, dump the van, and then...
Where we'll call the game.
When we dump the van, I want to open the hood and just fry all the electronics in the engine so this can't be used again.
Okay.
So...
All right. That's where we will. That's where we'll call the game for the night.
Cool, sounds good.
All right, so guys, XP.
You mean what I'm going to put in my athletics?
Right, athletics and survival.
Yeah,
apparently I need those things, and I didn't know I didn't need those things.
Right.
Well,
I need to erase these strengths so I'm not cheating forever.
Oh yeah, me too.
So, answer a basic question, because I heard, man, that seemed like it was kind of easy. Well, truth be told, you killed all 4 of the policemen. it actually was easy, because it was not quite the route I had thought that was going to go. So that's okay.
What did you expect us to do when they pinned us?
Well, so I actually didn't expect... her, where it went off the rails for me, but when she saw the police car following her and she floored it.
Okay.
Right? So I didn't anticipate her turning it into a high-speed chase, and neither did they. So the police officers didn't, you put them in a situation where they had to act fast because now they knew
you knew.
Right. Yeah. And so they actually weren't.
There's still that priest out there somewhere.
So yeah, so obviously one, they weren't prepared to have to battle you and try to take you in. So you could see clearly they had the weapons to fight you if that was what they were after. But shit didn't break down that way. Yeah. It just went off the rails and they had to deal with it. And unfortunately, now when you shoot cops, it hurts them a hell of a lot than it hurts vampires being shot.
Right.
But so, now one of them's an os, probably.
Could be.
We don't know.
Mm-mm.
Well, the truth of the matter is that you don't know what happened to at least three of them. You know one of them is dead.
Yep. One would assume that if they...
one got white phosphorus.
Fire grenaded the two down ones that they... that didn't help their...
Yeah, there was at least...
evolution of
at
death.
At least one who was bleeding out laying behind my car.
So. Yeah. All right. So, Mallory, what did your character learn tonight over the course of our game session?
That ghouls without domitors are very dangerous... and that there's at least one active nest of hunters in Chicago.
Okay. I'll give it to you. Chris?
Two things. One, that my backup is way more epic than I thought they would because they just ripped down a fucking wall. And two, that not only were these ghouls fucking with vampires, they seem to also be blackmailing and covering up for other people. So there's some info I got to dig through in that regard.
Okay, Rachel?
I guess Audrey learned that she can trust her memories maybe more than she thought she could. But I think she got a special insight into the fact that... So Audrey didn't necessarily learn anything, but she became more aware of a weakness she has and that she has a distinct inability... to differentiate between what memories are true and what memories are false.
Okay.
And now she's aware of that. She's now aware that not everything she remembers is factual, but also that maybe more than what she thought was factual is.
So I'll give it to you for that. Yeah. All right, so all of you will get one for the learning curve, as we call it. The next one is heroism. No offense to you, Chris, or how you played your character.
Nope.
I think both of you, Rachel and Mallory, did heroic things to protect both your coterie mates and also other kindred that you didn't necessarily have to help out. So both of you will get an XP for that. So add an additional there. Now, excuse me. Now we've come to the end of the story where the rewards pay off in big ways. the first one that they call for here is success. So the characters achieved all or part of the goals they set out to accomplish. Even minor victories can be rewarded if they push the game forward. And you did. This is a story that, I actually made two games ago. That people just either never got to or never bothered to follow up on. And it basically came to the conclusion. You were able to find these police officers. And unfortunately, you murdered them. So the rewards you received seemed like it wasn't a slow burn to build on that. But that's okay. That's how these things happen. Right. That's just how these things happen. So now it's going to change the things that happen in my world. So each of you will get an additional XP for success. You will get one for danger. The character survived against harsh odds and grave dangers. You definitely survived. And now you have to look forward to why were you able to go into that place and why was it so easy for you to just root around? And are there other people that knew about what was happening? There was a Lysandra that was following you. There's a lot of things that might be up in the air, questions that haven't been answered, but you survived. And then finally, wisdom. The player and thus the character came up with a brilliant plan or even a spontaneous strategy that enabled the coterie to survive when it would likely have failed otherwise. I don't know if there was any wisdom at play per se. I think it was just kind of like broke down, so we'll skip that one. So everybody should have gotten 4 or 5 XP. So
3 to 4.
Three to four?
Yeah, 3 to 4.
Okay. So cool.
Cool.
Neat.
and I'm going to just give you guys, I'm going to give you all an additional 5 XP because you were all at every game and you showed up, and I think it deserves a little bit extra because, you know, the other two couldn't make it to every game. That's okay, but you guys did, so you get a little extra. So
participation,
spend it wisely. Any questions for me? Anything that doesn't make sense? Stuff where you're like, what the hell happened there?
Is that pretty straightforward?
I would like, I don't know if Phil has the intent of letting Felix know about things without breaking her word, what she said. I don't know if you want that to happen now or later.
We'll have to wait for Jason to be here to play Felix.
Yeah. She's not going to give the message to Felix directly.
So. That's fine.
Okay.
I think it's going to be important when we regroup. Before we regroup, I'm going to have an adjacent scene with Jason anyways.
Adjacent.
So I'm going to have a scene with him because he's not here. He had to go somewhere, which means someone's going to be looking for him. So, you know, we'll deal with that. But yeah, so we're at really like the perfect stop.
I want to make sure that this is true. Mm-hmm. So the one lingering mystery is we still don't know who was the vampire who ghouled these cops, correct?
We know they used to belong to the previous sheriff.
So we do know they used to belong to the previous sheriff.
Yes, I think that was...
Mm-hmm. Now instead of dying, they start kidnapping
the vampires.
Balthazar.
Okay.
The one lingering mystery, if anybody were to care, is what happened to Angel Grace and what happened to her boyfriend who was not a vampire. Angel Grace, it could be assumed she's probably a no more.
Yeah.
But that doesn't solve the fact that her boyfriend went missing after she did, and there's no sign that a human being was killed here.
And we still have this like weirdness with the ministry about checking out this hospital. So clearly they've got some ulterior motives.
And the other thing too, for you to keep in mind and remember when we start back up again.
And there's a weird Malkavian out there. I'm assuming his name is Jason, who keeps popping up.
There's definitely a weird Malkavian out there whose name is Jason. There's also a weird Nosferatu out there that you're the only one who has seen him.
Okay.
So, bear that in mind. You hold a lot of secrets that they don't know about.
Is it public knowledge that the Nosferatu Primogen is missing?
Who, Khaled?
I don't know. I just remember somebody... I remember a discussion about a missing Nosferatu in some fashion, and I don't remember whether that was an in-character conversation or an out-of-character conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to comment because I feel like this is two different games overlapping.
Yeah, I think it was an out-of-character conversation, but it's definitely... I would say, while a lot of times it's going to happen in games, maybe I'll have given you information early on.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, I can plainly tell you the intricacies of the Nosferatu Primogen are not common knowledge.
Okay. That is all I wanted to know.
And if you don't, and honestly, if you don't remember what was said, it's not important because you're an anarch, so...
Right.
So this is a Rachel question.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that this is existing in the same universe as the Nosferatu Coterie is dealing with stuff? Or isn't yes or no?
Could be.
Okay.
Why?
I'm just curious if I would ever run into them. Probably not. They're Nosferatu. But...
So I would say no, you probably wouldn't.
Okay.
We call it adjacent. The stories are, they take place in a similar world, but they're not the same.
Okay.
I feel like maybe there was a brief conversation about the situation of Primogen when we were talking about the setup of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely only I definitely only paid attention strongly to the fact that there is no Bruja Primogen and they've been kicked out.
Yeah, so basically...
Oh, yeah, because Tyler's at the O'Hare Airport,
correct?
Right?
Okay. Some of the information that I provided you has changed because of the Chicago by Night book.
Okay.
But it is not enough to impact the game that we just played. As far as anybody knows, Tyler's been blood hunted and she's at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
We've not explored that.
She was the Primogen.
Yes, she was. Right. And it is still known that...
the Theobel, Hardestet things, all those things happened.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So the Bruja have been kicked out of the Camarilla. However, it doesn't seem to have affected necessarily the Bruja in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Are all Bruja kicked out of Chicago, or just the Primogen Tyler has been bloodhunted and put?
That's what the prevailing rumors say, but there are still, it seems like there are still Bruja that are accepted.
Okay.
But
it's not clear.
But the Bruja clan kind of like pulled a Gangrel.
Yes.
And they left. So yeah. a lot of the Bruja occupied the Anarch place before because mm-hmm. So just to kind of like break down the specifics. The Anarchs used to be considered a subsect.
Mm-hmm.
They really weren't a sect of their own. They were sort of like Camarilla members that refused to participate.
Yes.
After the whole Hardestat thing, though, mm-hmm. the Camarilla, international organization of the Camarilla, has declared the Anarch movement anathema
mm-hmm.
and chosen to hunt those identifying themselves as Anarchs. As if they were like the Sabbat, their yeah. enemies. They yeah. were at war. However, the Bruja clan has left, but much like the Gangrel did in the past, the Bruja individually
may or may not make right. that decision. Yeah.
So there are definitely active Bruja Camarilla members. Okay. But it is still the prevailing belief within the Anarch movement in and around Chicago that Tyler was blood hunted and she's hiding out in the airport.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fun.
Cool. All right. Well,
I
thank
wish we
you.
Could give you a
thanks.
Thank you yeah. all for listening, and we will return at the next chapter of our story, whenever that will be. Hey, folks. This is Nathan from 25 Years of Vampire the Masquerade. If you enjoyed the podcast you just listened to, think about supporting us. For more podcasts, art, video, and gaming, go to UtilityMuffinLabs.com. Follow our podcast on Twitter at 25 Years of Vampire the Masquerade, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook under our Utility Muffin Labs name, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/25 Years of Vampire the Masquerade. Thank you again for your support. Utility Muffin Labs, consistently rated adequate.